that makes us tear the page and begin again? What is it that makes us weep and feel our pain? Invisible, indivisible, unspeakable aching in my heart. Invisible, indivisible, unspeakable aching. Time and space to places forgotten, deep and holy. Let's kiss, our souls meet. This healing in a blinding flash of fall from the sky, looking at your beauty. Why the sword? Why the chains? Why the locks, the guns?
Hello everybody, welcome to Osho Radio. We started the program with a wonderful song by Kavisha from Australia. We bring you music that was inspired by Osho and a discourse by Osho, who always puts our daily life in a completely different perspective. It's always good to prepare yourself for the discourse, and one way to do that is to move your body and dance a little. Here is some juicy music from Prem Joshua. Thank you. The discourse today is from the series Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 4, Number 9. We all think that we are born alive. It is not like that, says Osho. You need to work hard to wake up and get a real life. Many of us are fighting with their miseries and are looking for blissful moments here and there. In this discourse, Osho talks about this and shows us this is not the way.
Life is a mystery. And the first mysterious thing about life is that you can be alive and you may not have life at all. Because just being born is not enough to have life. To be born is just an opportunity. You can use it to have life. You can miss it also. Then you will live a dead life. Only apparently it will look like life. Deep down, there will be no alive current in you. Life has to be attained. One has to work for it. It is like a seed in you. It needs much effort. Soil, right soil, care, love, awareness. Only then the seed sprouts. Only then there is the possibility that someday the tree will bear fruit. Someday it will flower. Unless you reach to the state of flowering, you were alive just in the name. You missed the opportunity. Unless life becomes a celebration, it is not life at all. Ecstasy, nirvana, enlightenment, whatsoever you want to call it, that is the flowering. If you remain miserable, you are not alive. The very misery shows that you have missed this step. The very misery is an indication that life is struggling within to explode, but the cocoon is too hard. The cell of the seed is not allowing it to come out. The ego is too much, and the doors are closed. Misery is nothing but this struggle of life to explode into millions of colors, into millions of rainbows, into millions of flowers, into millions of songs. Misery is a negative state. In fact, misery is nothing. It is just the absence of ecstasy. This has to be understood deeply. Otherwise, you will start fighting with the misery, and nobody can fight with an absence. It is just like darkness. You cannot fight with darkness. If you fight, you are simply being stupid. You can light a candle and the darkness disappears. But you cannot fight with the darkness, because with whom you will fight? Darkness is not existential. It is not there. It is not something so that you can throw it out, or you can kill it, or you can beat it out. You cannot do anything with darkness. If you do something, your own energies will be dissipated, and darkness will remain there just the same, unaffected. If you have to do something with darkness, you have to do something with light, not with darkness at all. You have to light a candle, and suddenly there is no darkness. Misery is like darkness. It is nothing existential. And if you start fighting with the misery, you can go on fighting with the misery, more misery will be created. It is just an indication, a natural indication to your being that life is still struggling to be born. The candle is yet not lighted. Hence misery. Absence of ecstasy is misery. And something can be done for the ecstasy. Nothing can be done with the misery. You are miserable. And you go on trying to solve it. Here, on this point, the paths of a religious and irreligious man divide. They separate. The irreligious man starts fighting the misery, trying to create situations in which he will not be miserable. He starts pushing the miseries somewhere out of his eyes, out of his vision, and the religious man starts seeking ecstasy, starts seeking the blissfulness, starts seeking Sachidananda. You may call it God. Irreligious person fights with the absence, religious person tries to bring the existential, the presence of light, of bliss. These paths are diametrically opposite. They nowhere meet. They may run parallel for miles together, but they nowhere meet. And the irreligious person has to come back to the point from where these two paths divide and separate. He has to come to an understanding that to fight with darkness, with misery, is absurd. Forget about it. Rather, strive for light. Once light is there, you need not do anything else. Misery disappears. Life is there only as a potentiality. You have to work it out. You have to bring it to an actual existential state. Nobody is born alive only with the possibility of being alive. Nobody is born with eyes only with the possibility that you can see. Jesus goes on saying to his disciples, if you have ears, listen. If you have eyes, see. Those disciples were as you are. They had eyes, they had ears. They were not blind, deaf. Why Jesus goes on saying, if you have eyes, see? He is talking about the capacity to see a Christ. He is talking about the capacity to hear a Christ. How can you hear a Christ if you have not heard your own inner voice? Impossible, because Christ is nothing but your inner voice. How can you see a Christ if you have not been able to see yourself? Because Christ is nothing but yourself in its absolute glory, in its final flowering. You live as a seed. There are few things. Why one goes on living like a seed? And 99% people live like seeds. There must be something in it. It feels comfortable. Life seems to be dangerous. To remain like a seed, one feels more secure. It has a security around it. A seed is not vulnerable. Once it sprouts, it becomes vulnerable. It can be attacked. It can be killed. Animals are there. Children are there. People are there. Once a seed sprouts into a plant, it becomes vulnerable, insecure. Hazards start. Life is a great adventure. In the seed, hidden in the seed, you are secure, protected. Nobody is going to kill you. How you can be killed if you are not alive? Impossible. Only when you are alive you can be killed. The more alive you become, the more vulnerable. The more alive you become, more dangers around you. A perfectly alive man lives in the greatest of dangers. Hence, people like to live like seeds, protected, secure. Remember, life is insecurity. That is the very nature of life. You cannot have a secure life. You can have only a secure death. All insurances are for death. There can be no life insurance. All insuring is to protect, to secure, to remain closed. Life is dangerous. Millions of dangers around. That's why 99% people decide in favor of remaining seats. But what are you protecting? There is nothing to protect. What you are securing? There is nothing yet to secure. A seed is as dead as a pebble on the path. And if it remains like a seed, there is bound to be misery. Misery because it was not meant to be like that. It was not its destiny. It had to come out of it. The bird has to leave the egg cell for the vast, dangerous sky, where everything is possible. And all those possible things, death is also there. Life takes the risk of death. And death is not against life. Death is the very background in which life flowers. Death is not the opposite. It is just like a blackboard on which you write with white chalk. You can write on a white wall, but then the words will not show. On a blackboard, whatsoever you write with white shows. Death is like a blackboard. White lines of life show upon it. It is not against. It is the very background. Those who want to be alive have to decide one thing. They have to accept death. Not only accept, they have to welcome it. Every moment they have to be ready for it. If you don't accept death, you will remain dead from the very beginning. Because that is the only way how to protect. You will remain a seed. The bird will die in the egg. Many words die in the egg. You are here. If you want any help from me, let me break your egg, your securities, your bank balances, your life insurances. let me make you vulnerable. Invulnerable, you will remain in the egg. Soon, you will be a rotten thing. Come out of it. The egg is to protect you, not to kill you. It is not meant that you should always remain in the egg. It is good. It protects in the beginning when you are too soft to come out. But when you are ready, then the egg has to be broken. Howsoever comfortable, secure. But a single minute more in the egg and you will lose the possibility. You will lose the opportunity to be alive and flying in the sky. Of course, dangers are there, but dangers are beautiful. A world without dangers will be ugly, and a life without dangers cannot be very alive. Hence, deep down in every man and in every woman, there is an urge to live dangerously. That is the urge for life. That's why you go to the mountains. That's why you go for an unknown journey. That's why a man tries to go to the moon. That's why somebody tries to reach to the Everest. Somebody starts on a voyage in the sea on a small handmade boat. There is a deep urge for danger. That urge is for life. Don't kill that urge. Otherwise, you will be here and not alive. If you understand me well, when I make you a sannyasin, when I initiate you into a sannyas, I am initiating you into a life of insecurity, of vulnerability. Sannyas is the jump out of the egg. And the egg is the ego. Ego is a protection. Ego is like a subtle wall around you. That's why ego is so much touchy. Somebody says something, or somebody just smiles at you. And the way he smiles, and you are hurt, you start protecting yourself. You are ready to fight. Ego is a readiness to fight with whatsoever that appears to be dangerous. Ego is a constant fight against life, because life is dangerous. From wherever life tries to reach to you, the ego is there, like a rock protecting you. Step over this rock, break this egg of the ego, come out of it. Sky is dangerous. I don't say that there is no danger. I cannot say. There is danger. There are dangers and dangers. But life thrives in danger. Danger is the food. Danger is not against life. It is the very food, the very blood, the very oxygen for life to be there. Live in danger. That is the meaning of sannyas. The past protects you. Known, familiar. You feel at home with the past. The future is unfamiliar, unknown. With the future you feel aligned, strange. The future is always a stranger knocking at the door. You always open the door for the past. You never open the door for the future. In fact, you would like your future to be just like your past, a repetition. This is fear. And remember, you always think that you are afraid of death, but I tell you, you are not afraid of death, you are afraid of life. The fear of death basically is fear of life, because only life can die. If you are afraid of death, you will be afraid of life. If you are afraid of falling down, you will be afraid of rising up, because only a rising wave falls back. If you are afraid of being rejected, you will become afraid to approach anybody. If you are afraid of being rejected, you will become incapable of love. Afraid of death, you become incapable of life. Then you live just for the name's sake, and only miseries, darkness, night surround you. Just being born is not enough. Necessary, not enough. You have to be born twice. Hindus have a word for it, they call it dwij, the twice born. One birth, the first birth from your parents, is just a possibility, a potential phenomena, not actual yet. A second birth is needed, what Jesus calls resurrection. A second birth in which you break all the cells, all the eggs, all the egos, all the past, the familiar, the known, and you move into the unknown, the strange existence, full of dangers. Every moment the possibility of death. And with every moment the possibility of death, you become more and more alive.
Thank you.
The meditation today is also from this same discourse. Osho is explaining how to deal with our miseries in a way that they don't keep coming back again and again, life after life.
To find the cause of misery, one has to stop evading it. How can you know a thing if you evade? How can you know a thing if you escape? If you want to know something, you have to encounter it face to face. Whenever you are miserable, you start hoping. Tomorrow immediately becomes more important than today. This is evasion. You have escaped. Now hope is functioning as a drug. You are miserable. You take the drug and you forget. Now you are drunk. Drunk with hope. There is no drug like hope. Because of hope, you can tolerate everything. Everything. Thousands of hells are nothing. How this mechanism of hope functions? Whenever you are in misery, sad, depressed, you immediately escape from it. You try to forget it. That's how it continues. Next time you are miserable, and you will not have to wait long, the moment my talk is finished, you will be. My talk may also be functioning as an escape. You listen to me, you forget yourself. You listen to me, you have to be attentive towards me. Then, towards yourself is your back. You forget. You forget what is your real situation. I talk about bliss, I talk about ecstasy. That is real to me, but to you it becomes a dream. Again it becomes a hope that you will meditate, you will work for it, and it is going to happen to you also. Don't use it as a drug, because you can use a master as a drug. You can be drugged. My whole effort is to make you more aware. So whenever you are in misery, don't try to escape. Hope is the enemy. Don't hope. And don't dream against the reality. If you are sad, then sadness is reality. Remain with it. Remain with it. Don't move. Concentrate on it. Face it. Let it be. Don't move to the opposite of it. It is going to be a very bitter experience in the beginning, because when you face sadness, it surrounds you from everywhere. You become like a small island, and sadness and ocean all around. And such great waves of sadness, one feels afraid. One feels it trembling into the being. But tremble. Be afraid. Only don't do one thing. Don't escape. Let it be. Penetrate deep into it. See. Watch. Don't judge that you have been doing for millions of lives. Just watch. Penetrate into it. Soon the bitter experience is no more bitter. Soon out of the bitter encounter rises reality. Soon you will be moving, penetrating deeper and deeper, and you will find the cause. What is the cause of misery?
Sering kesepian, kenapa? Di mana kata-kata manis cinta terlalu singkat, terlalu pantas? Masih sayang lagi tak dengan you? Dah terlalu lama rentak. Semuanya kembali dah. Itu saja sayangku. Terima kasih.
Thank you.
This was Osho Radio. The music today was by Kavisha, Prem Joshua, and Deuter. After the discourse, you listened to Anantricha, Karunesh, and Narayani with a song called Existence. Goodbye, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the program, and may you carry the meditation with you for some time. Take care, and until the next time, Namaste.
I have to say.